98 KUPD Concert Station with you two off the Joshua Tree compact disc. A couple songs that they'll be doing together in concert Saturday and Sunday. Is it going to look like the same show both days? Because you got to get some songs right down on tape. Yeah, you got to get them right.
That's one thing. It's normally we like to play around with the running order, but we can't. The director of the movie wants it exactly the same each night. The songs, that is, performances will never, they just can't be the same.
Right.
Every night. It's a different setup though than it was when we came here in the spring. Like, the shows are divided in half. It's not, we don't play for an hour, then break, then come back. I think that we play for 50 minutes, then break, then come back. And Bullet the Blue Sky is, and Running Standstill are in the second half of the show. And what he wants, what he's hoping for is the real the chaos of Bullet the Blue Sky will be mirrored by the kind of almost quiet, real sort of stillness for Running Standstill. He's hoping that people will sing the ha la 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 di day thing, but keep quiet during the verses. And it'll be interesting to see if people will pick up on that, because normally in concert, you know, people, yay, all right, Bono, boogie, dude, go! So, and they think, you know, sometimes they think that they're going to make it onto the record and the film, and they just get, you know, they get taken out afterwards, but we're just hoping that we can achieve it live, straight, you know, the way it is. We'll see. It'll be interesting. It's going to be an interesting 2 days. We've never done this before.
A lot of pressure on that, you know, to get it right now, you know, to... Mm. This is like your last shot, you know, at the Joshua Tree Tour, getting it right?
Yeah. This is it.
Well, we've taken the precaution of having a couple of guys with machine guns on either side of the stage. Anyone gets
you will do.
You know, I asked you that question about filming earlier because I thought, you know what they're going to do in concert? They're going to do everything that they messed up every other time they film. So we're going to go.
We're also trying something new with the last track on the Joshua Tree, Mothers of the Disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't played it on this tour so far, and in fact, we're going to premiere Mothers of the Disappeared on Saturday night. And we've also put together with some friends from Central America some Spanish words, which we're hoping that we can get the people at the
Renee's
concert.
From Chile, actually. What's a few thousand miles here? Yeah.
Come on, man.
Is this your ten-piece scar here, Bono, on your...
This,
from the
this is the new chin. I prefer the old one, but there you go.
Yeah, that was a very special concert, that first one. I'm certain that you weren't feeling absolutely great. You know, you just had taken that tumble off the stage the day before and the anesthetic, you know, messing up your voice and everything.
Mm.
But it was so special as it, you know, I go to concerts like all the time, and it was so special in that, you know... Everybody sang every word, you know. Of course, Ed, you were, you know, like taking a lot of stuff on there too. But the whole crowd seemed to know every word and sang along with it. It was a very special concert experience.
It was amazing. It was, you know, when I started off the tour, I had a proper shoulder and a proper chin, and then there's been a few accidents. It's been one of those kind of years for me. But actually, it was almost amusing. Almost amusing, because the guy who sewed me up in Phoenix is a really, really fine surgeon. He sewed me up. He was singing these gospel tunes while he was singing. He was going, "Oh, happy day!" And I was like, "Oh, God!" And I was telling him, I said, "You know, you normally sing, you know, when you're sewing people up." He said, "Oh, I'm inhibited," he said, "because you're a singer. I normally sing much more than this." Anyway, where were we? We were in Central or South America, and... Where were we? Mothers.
We were discussing mothers.
New Spanish dialect.
So it'll be a different arrangement than what's on the Joshua Tree?
Yeah.
Completely with the different words?
With different words. And, well, we're so close to a Spanish-speaking part of the world, we thought that maybe people at the concert might pick up on this this new lyric.
Mm-hmm.
What is the lyric from it?
Well, the idea was... You know, we've always ended our concerts with the song 40,
right,
which is a refrain from Sunday Bloody Sunday. How long must you sing this song? And we recorded that on the Under Blood Red Sky film and record, and it's been a timepiece, and it's been there, and people just know it. What we're hoping to do at this concert, we don't know if we can do it yet. We're hoping to actually but mothers have disappeared in the place of 40 from now on, and as a chant. But we're just going to make the chant a little bit more difficult in Spanish. And the song "Mothers That Disappeared" is a song written about a real organization of people. There's some in Argentina, there are also some in Salvador. And they're just a collection of women whose sons and daughters are all missing, and they don't know where they are. They were just taken out. They have in Salvador, they have these death squads that just come in the morning, just take your kids out, you know, over 15, and they're never seen again. They don't know if they're dead, they don't know if they're alive, they don't know if they're being tortured. And of course, because we've been involved in Amnesty International and that, we got to know a lot of these stories. And I met with the mothers, actually, in Salvador, and they told me their stories. And I think the words are, "Midnight, our sons and daughters were cut down, taken from us. We hear their heartbeat, we hear their heartbeat. In the wind, we hear their laughter. In the rain, we see their tears. We hear their heartbeat, we hear their heartbeat." And it goes, "Night hangs like a prisoner stretched over black and blue. We hear their heartbeat, we hear their heartbeat. In the trees, our sons stand naked. Through the walls, our daughters cry. We see their tears in the rainfall." And it's a story of these women, and they're almost their call. They're just calling. They still hold the pictures of their loved ones up, and they want to know. And they're asking the authorities, "Where are our children? We just want to know if they're dead. Just tell us, even if they're dead." And what we thought, this chant, as a Spanish saying, it's almost like "We shall overcome." It's what is it? Un pueblo
vencerá.
Vencerá. Un pueblo vencerá. It's short for "the people united." Yeah, "the people united will not be overcome." And so we're hoping that people will sing this. "The people united will not be overcome." And it's "un pueblo vencerá." Un pueblo vencerá. Because what's the melody? Did you sing it there? What is it?
El pueblo vencerá.
Sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Pueblo vencerá.
Yeah, so that's the deal. It'll be interesting, but if the people of Arizona sing this, and if it goes into the film and goes into the record, wherever we go, in a way, for the next few years, it will be taken up again. It'll be an interesting experiment. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take a tape of you singing that, and we'll play it on the air all day tomorrow. And get people psyched. No, really, you got to rehearse, don't you?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well,
you're taping this.
I tape everything. Oh, you should see my house. God. It's decorated in cassette tapes.
Have you got a copy of Mothers that you could play it? It's a sort of obscure track, but I think people will get, if they know the story,
funny?
Will get the spirit.
I got it queued up right here.
There you go. This is showbiz, folks.
U2, 98.